It can help you almost all the time with things that you're going through. And I just want to give you a thought tonight, and it won't take me long, I promise you that, but I want to give you a thought tonight about, I'm so glad I don't know. Okay, now understand this. That's the title. John, if you can't spell that, I'll give it to you later. But this morning, the preacher preached on the future. And I believe all the things that he said make so much sense. To me, it really makes sense what's going to happen. I know the Lord's coming back. But you know what? I'm telling you right now, there's things, and I want to talk to you about four things that I'm glad I don't know. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's things I'm glad I don't know. And this verse, if you hold on to this verse, preacher taught it to me, Dr. John Brook taught it to him, over in Deuteronomy 29:29. If you could turn there real quick, let's all stand as we read this one verse. I'd like to show this to you. In Deuteronomy 29:29. And now you gotta read this and you gotta put this in your heart, because I'm gonna tell you, this can help you in a lot of ways. And I think that this message will help you if you just give me a few minutes. It'll help you tonight. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. Those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, but the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you again for the opportunity to preach in this wonderful pulpit. Thank you so much for all the people that came back tonight. Glory to God, I'm so thankful for a great crowd. Lord, please anoint my lips to preach good tidings to the brokenhearted. And Lord, as always my prayer, let me decrease to nothing tonight, and you increase to everything through me. And I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Please go ahead and have a seat. There's a few things. when you get the opportunity, and by the way, I count it an opportunity. I count it a wonderful, wonderful ministry. I don't consider it work. I consider it to be blessed to be able to preach funerals. The almost every funeral I preach, I'm telling you, I bet you it's every funeral I preach, I get the chance to preach Jesus Christ to lost people. And I'm going to tell you right now, here's what's sad, and I think I've told you this before, but you need to know this. The families that I preach to don't ask for me normally. I mean, I have a few that ask for me, but not very many. What happens is this. These families don't have anybody in church. I'm talking about nobody even in their family, Miss D, in church. Because if they had somebody in their family that had church, they would be preaching the funeral. These people have nobody. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and outreach. And the more I get to preach these funerals, the more I get to do these things. I just got done preaching that 28-year-old that got murdered. I preached that 3-month-old baby. And I tell you, preacher, the more of those things that I do, the more I realize the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a few things I'm glad I don't know. Amen. And let me tell you something. I started compiling this list of things I don't know. I had to narrow it to 4 because I'm telling you, the list got long in a hurry of things I don't know. You're allowed to laugh. Yeah, I'd talk back to you, but you're too big. I don't want to get beat down right in front of all these people. I'm so glad I don't know what tomorrow holds. I'm going to tell you right now, I've heard people say, oh, if I only knew what was coming tomorrow. We try so hard to plan. I mean, my wife is a planner. She is somebody that, man, if you break out of the plan, okay, she loves to plan. She loves to know what's coming, when it's coming right now. And what's funny is we plan as people, we plan. We like to know exactly what's going on. I'm going to tell you, I am one of the most unorganized people that I know. And I'm going to be honest with you, the school has forced me to get somewhat organized. I'm not necessarily great organized, but I'm somewhat organized with the school. And you're forced to plan out the entire year. You're forced to plan out what's coming up this week. We're going to NASA this next coming up Thursday. We've had to make plans for those things. But you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Carl, boast not of what is on the morrow. For you never know what a day is going to bring. Now understand this. We talk about we would like to know the future, but I'd like you to think with me for a minute. We're humans, right? In this building, pretty much everybody in here is a human. Except for Andrew. How bad, preacher, I thought about this the other day. How bad, preacher, if we knew what tomorrow was going to bring, you knew. How bad would we mess it up? Think about that for a minute. If you knew for sure that you were going to walk to the mailbox and there was going to be something in there that was great, how bad would a human screw that day up? I mean, we are human. We are terrible at taking care of things. The Lord's given us very few things to take care of, and we are messing up on just about all of those things. If you could tell the future, Brother Tom, and you knew that tomorrow you're going to fall down and break your hip, how bad would we mess that up? Trying to not break your hip. See, as humans, I'm glad that the Lord has not revealed to us what tomorrow has. You might say, well, Brother Dave, man, if you knew that the wreck was going to come, we could avoid the wreck. Why? So you could get in a worse one? Now, I want you to think with me for a minute. What if you knew what was going to happen tomorrow and you tried desperately to avoid or to run to what was going to happen tomorrow? You were given the ability to figure out the future, Andrew, and you knew what tomorrow was going to bring. How much would that consume your life? How much would it consume your thoughts? You are scared to death all day long. Man, I'm telling you, if I was going to get in a car wreck that was going to hurt me, I wouldn't drive my car all day. How bad would that mess you up? Then you're going to get banged up in your house. See, what's amazing is the Lord has given us the ability to overcome the temptations that come into our life because He wants you to be able to look to Him. Now, let me rephrase that again. Let me let you hear that one more time. The Lord desires you to go through things, good or bad, by the way. It doesn't matter what they are. He wants you to go through things, Brother Coolidge, so you will look to Him. See, Maria is a project that we've been praying for months, years, a long time. I'm so thankful we don't know how this is all going to turn out. Because I'm going to be honest with you, the first day you started praying for, I promise you there's things that come along you had no idea that they were going to come. Victories after victory, loss after loss. But at the end, man, here it is. And she can't get the smile unscrewed from her face.
Yep.
Now, let me tell you something about that. Now, why? Why would she be so happy about that? Let me tell you why. Because along the way, there was valleys. It wasn't always up. See, we cry all the time, oh, the Lord just forgets me all the time. I live my life in the valley. Don't worry about it. That's okay. Because living a life in the valley lets you know how great it is climbing up the mountain. If you live your life in a valley all the time, when you get a victory, it's exciting. If you lived your life victory after victory after victory after victory, eventually you're just not going to know what a victory is anymore. We worry so much. What in the world could tomorrow bring? Who cares? Even so, come Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I know I'm right with you. I think we should plan. I think we should. You said, Brother Dave, do you think we should just sit around and do nothing because the Lord's in control? No. I think we should go. I think we should do the things that the preacher talked to us about this morning. But I think you should do those things with the understanding that the Lord is in control, not you. We've got to go with the thought that, Jesus, you steer me. A lot of people get the feeling that they've got to help God with the wheel. You don't need to help Him. Just make sure you're in the car when He takes off.
Right.
Don't worry about that. Just let Him go. Just let Him drive. You'll be all right. Just let Him drive. Well, Brother Dave, He might take me into a car wreck. Glory to God. At least He was in the car with you.
Amen.
Hey, you're not. This is not a life of roses, man. I tell you right now, most of the rose consists of thorns. Just the very top is the rose.
Right.
All the rest is not very pleasant. In this life, hey, it has its top side where you've got roses all the time, but there's also times when you just can't predict what's going to happen. You know what? I'm thankful I can't predict it. Because I'm telling you right now, if I could predict everything, what kind of fun would that be? You think you're stressed out now. Know what the future brings. Think about that with me. I want you to think. If you knew what was going to happen, how stressed out would you be? We talked about this tonight. I think this is hilarious. I said, man, you got to be stressed out about coming back in America with that little child. Let me tell you how stressed out I am. She said, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not getting out of the country. That's no problem. It's coming into America at Atlanta, and there's all these paperwork and this stuff, and if it's not right, then we might not be able to come in the car. Sorry, you're not going to be allowed to come in America. She has just a glimpse of what tomorrow may bring. What if she knew what tomorrow was going to bring? Woo! You'd be so freaked out. Be thankful we're dumb as we are. See, a lot of people don't, well, we need to be intelligent to be good. No, be stupid. It helps your life. Don't worry about, hey, God's in control. You need to say that to yourself. God is in control. And we've prayed for this baby for years and years and years. I'm going to tell you right now, if this baby comes into him, it's because God planned for this baby to come. Boast not of tomorrow. You have no idea what's coming. Another thing, I'm thankful I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I'd love to tell you that we're going to have school, but you live in Ohio. Boast not, what is on tomorrow? You might be snowed in. All the kids are going, yeah. I'm so thankful that I don't know everything God knows. They say, man, that's talking about the future again. Nah. I'm thankful that I don't know everything about Coolidge Greer's life. This is bothering me. I'm thankful that I don't know everything about Coolidge Greer's life. Think about that for a minute with me. God can look into the heart of man. God can look into the heart. He knows your past. He knows your future. He knows everything you've done, everything you've thought, everything you've said. Whether you've said it in private or whether you've said it in front of 100 people, he knows. I'm so thankful that I can honestly look into the face of everyone in you and have no idea what you're thinking right now. Because if I knew what you were thinking, I might go hide. I'm thankful I don't know everything God knows. His thoughts are above my thoughts. His ways are above my ways. Have you ever tried to help God with his figuring? There has been times that I've said, you know what, Lord? You need my help today. Let me give you some advice. There's been times when you've tried to help God. There's been times when we've tried, and basically what I'm trying to help you with tonight is understand that the Lord is in control. That's what I want you to get out of this. Understand that the Lord is in control, and is we are so frail as humans. We are so unable as humans. I'm so thankful that God can use us if we'll just allow him to use us and realize that we really don't know it all. And I'm so thankful that I don't know everything God knows. I'm thankful of this too. I'm so thankful that I don't know exactly when the Lord's going to come back. Now listen to me. Preachers have lost their ministry over this. They've lost their ministry over trying to figure out the numbers in the Bible, and the numbers all mean something. I got news for you. I believe with every part of my being that every period and semicolon in this Bible means something. And I can't wait to ask the Lord about it, but right now I can't figure out when he's coming back, especially since the Bible in Matthew says, you're not going to know. No man know. So I'm going to be honest with you. I fit in the no man category, more than most, by the way. And I realize that I don't know when he's going to come back. And you know what, Brother Coolidge? I'm glad I don't know. Let me try to give you your memory and thought, a jog thought here. Brother Carl, what if the Lord announced in his scripture the day he was coming back? I want you to think in your heads what that would be like. Preacher, we wouldn't really have to ever preach. You might say, well, what do you mean you don't have to preach? Well, there's only going to be one day in the whole year that the people are going to show up. You ain't going to go to church until the Lord's coming back. Honestly, if the Lord was coming back tomorrow, this church would have been packed out into every green grass around this whole place. The Lord doesn't want false conversions. The Lord doesn't want people that just happen to take a minute out of their time to come down to church. He wants people to have faith in him. That's why he didn't tell you when he's coming back. And I'm glad I don't know. I'm going to tell you he could come back right now. Man, that'd be great. All the times he's talked about the Lord coming back while he's preaching, it'd be so fun to have him come back while I was preaching. You rat, I knew I shouldn't let you preach tonight.
Amen.
I would love to see the look on people's faces when the trump does sound. We're going to go up quick. And I'm going to be honest with you, my thoughts are not going to be of this earth when I go up.
Amen.
When I go up, I'm going to be just like this. Yeah, big S on this chest right here.
Amen.
Never flown like that before.
Superman.
Saved, yeah. That's Superman, I'll tell you that. I'll be excited when he comes, but I'm thankful I don't know when he's coming. Because if I knew when he was coming, I might not work so hard. I might just go around and say, brother, you got to come to church on this Sunday. This is it. But then I got to thinking about that too. Why don't we talk that way? Think with me. Why don't we talk that way? Josh, how do we know this isn't it? How do you know this isn't your last service? And then I got to thinking, man, I'm glad I don't know when my last service is, because that gives me freedom to work.
Right.
That gives me freedom and no fear.
Right.
See, I don't have fear for the Lord coming back. I don't know when he's coming, so I don't have fear about it.
Amen.
I know that if he comes back, I'm going to be happy quick.
Yep.
And what's amazing is we walk through this life, and I'm going to tell you right now, the burdens of this life are almost insurmountable today. The things that are happening in our lives are almost insurmountable. The weight is crushing. But understand this. There is no temptation taking you as such as common to man. The Lord is giving you a way to escape.
Right.
And that escape may be, preacher, someday the rapture.
Right.
But we don't know. And we got to be thankful that the Lord has not told us when he's coming.
Right.
That way we can look for him every day.
Amen.
Every day you should be looking for the Lord.
Yep.
Every day you should be thinking, man, he could be right around the corner. I used to sit in a deer stand all the time. When I was a little kid, 14 years old, I passed my hunter safety course. Couldn't wait to go out and hunt deer. Man, I was excited. Woohoo! I fell asleep every day. Every day. Most still hunter in the whole wide woods. I sat in this little hole. This tree had fallen over and made a lazy boy right in the middle of the ground. Boy, I sat there. And my dad always got on me. He said, son, you can't fall asleep. Listen to me now. You can't fall asleep, son. You never know when the opportunity might come. And if you're asleep, you're going to miss it. The reason I tell you that is this. How many times are we asleep at the switch as Christians today when the opportunity might come and we're just not ready because we're just not awake? The day is going to come when Jesus comes. The day is going to come. The hour is going to come. And I believe it's very, very close. And the day is going to come when you can no longer tell that friend of yours about Jesus Christ. The day is going to come when you can no longer work. The day is going to come when you can no longer share him with anybody. That day is going to come. I'm thankful I don't know when it is, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to be asleep the next time my opportunity comes.
Yes.
I'm thankful I don't know when he's coming back. The last thing, and you're not done. I'm so thankful that I don't know everything about heaven. Boy, we have some wonderful insights about heaven. Streets of gold. I talk about this all the time. I love to talk about heaven. I talk about how the walls are precious gems. And you ladies work so hard to put those diamonds on your fingers and around your necks and on your ears. It does pretty you up. It really does. And that's hard for some of you. But understand this. There's no amount of gems that could pretty me up. That's why I don't worry about it. Understand this. That's the first amen she's whispered in years. The walls, that's construction material in heaven.
Yeah.
I don't think I can ever describe the beauty that awaits us in heaven.
You're right.
But I can't wait to be in a place where there's never a goodbye. Can you grab a hold of that for a minute?
Yes.
I can't wait until there's a place where I can be that there's never a goodbye. There's rest forever. You get to be with Jesus. I can't even fathom being with him. I can't even fathom him caring enough to die for me, but then caring even more than that to go and prepare a place for this old wretched sinner. And then the Bible says, ear hath not heard, nor I have seen the things that wait for you, the things that he's prepared for you that love him. Let's look at that scripture real quick. It's over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at that real quick. I've kind of zoomed through some of this because I want to get to the last part. It's 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The Bible says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I am so excited that he's prepared a place for me that I can't even vision in my mind at all. I have no idea what's there. We have some thoughts of a crystal river. Do you even know what that would look like? Do you even know what it would look like to walk on streets that are transparent gold? Do you even know what that would look like? Do you know what it would look like to have your walls built out of precious gemstones? Oh, you can see some of it in your mind's eye, but the Bible says that we can't even think about what that would be like. I'm so excited about that. Well, Brother Dave, wouldn't it be great to know exactly what heaven was? No, I like the anticipation. You ever heard that ketchup commercial? Anticipation. Heinz ketchup. Probably won't be any in heaven. Food will taste good without it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I am so excited that I don't know what heaven is like all the way. I'm so excited that I can't even imagine what it's going to be like, how big it's going to be. I was told at one time, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I was told that if you would take the distance from Boston all the way down to Miami, that's one length of what heaven is going to be like one length from Boston to Miami. I don't know whether that's true or not, but that could be feasible. Whatever God wants it to be, that's what it's going to be. What's amazing to me is, how big is that? And I hope I can fly in heaven. You ever think about that? How great would that be? You get raptured up, and then from then on out. Huh? You ever think about that? You ever think about jumping off a building in heaven? Think about that. Those buildings are huge, man. Buildings, I mean, can you ever imagine standing on top of a building like this? Woo-hoo! How fast do you fall in heaven anyways? We're judges of the angels there. Maybe the angels will be there to catch us.
Yep.
Could you see him flying down with you? Man, you're going fast, dude. Do I let you hit this time? Sure. I mean, even if you bounce 7 feet in the air, it's not going to hurt. You're in heaven.
You're right.
And the gold is soft. You might go right through the street. Man, it would be great to be in it. I'm thankful. I don't know everything that's going on. You know why I'm thankful? Because of that, Levi. That leaves me some mind to think about it. Man, we don't have all the answers about what heaven's going to be like. But you know what? It's great that we can think about what it might be like. And boy, that should be exciting to you. Not only do you avoid having an eternity of hell and damnation, you get an eternity of being in heaven when you die. Man, how exciting that is. But then I got to thinking about the rest of these. I'm almost done. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. I'm so thankful that they do. I'm so thankful that I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I'm even more thankful that there will be a day when there is no tomorrow.
Amen.
I'm so thankful, Grandma Lemley, that there's a day called eternity coming. There is no tomorrow there, just today. And it lasts forever. There's no stop. There's no nighttime. It's always day. Imagine how often you get to eat. It's always day. I'm so excited I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm even more thankful that there's going to be a day when there's no tomorrow.
Amen. Yep.
I'm thankful that I don't know everything God knows, but I'm even more thankful that I'll have an eternity to ask him. Man, we always question God's moving in a death, always. Why would God do this? And I'm glad that I don't know why God would do the things that he does. I'm so thankful I don't know. I can't even imagine a 3-month-old baby dying. I can't even imagine it. Why would God do that? I don't know. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But understand this. we're going to have an eternity to talk to him. We're going to have an eternity to ask him things. Can you imagine asking God a question? Hey, I've thought about that. I've got lots of them about the scriptures. There's things. I'm glad that I'm the only one in this room that doesn't understand everything that's in this Bible. There's things I'd like to ask. Can you imagine the answer, Brother Coolidge, that God will give? I mean, Jesus said some things in the scriptures that were amazing to me. How he knew what the people were feeling and therefore fashioned his answer after what they were feeling in their hearts, not coming from their lips. Trying to trip Jesus up all the time, trying to make him answer against himself, and yet Jesus was always able to have just the right thing to say. I can't wait to ask Jesus all about the things that I don't know. What a day that will be to be able to sit and listen to Jesus preach. Man, you think Dr. Skyver's good? Wait till you hear Jesus preach. You think that Dr. Hiles was good? You wait till the fellow that created those people preaches. You wait until you hear Jesus thunder. If you think he gets excited and red-faced, imagine what Jesus' face is going to look like when he gets a little excited. Imagine at the rapture, you think Jesus is going to come on a horse. How do you know he's not going to be an independent fundamental Baptist preacher walking down on that horse? Woohoo! Woohoo! Yeah! Yeah! How do you know? I mean, we think about Jesus. Holy, 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 holy. I bet you Jesus has fun. I bet you he laughs. I bet you he enjoys being a Christian. I'm so thankful that I don't know everything that God knows, but I'm also very, very thankful that there's going to be an eternity to ask God all about it. I'm so thankful that I'm going to have a time where I can sit down at the feet of Jesus Christ and listen to him. I don't care how long he goes. You're thinking right now, man, 15 minutes is long enough, brother. Close it down. Imagine when Jesus preaches, you're going to be riveted. For the first time in your pea-picking life, you're going to sit there and say, wow, I could listen to you for hours. Please don't stop. Please don't stop, Lord. Imagine him getting excited and thundering over your salvation. Can you see him saying to you, Brother Eddie, see, I told you I'd provide. Boy, wrap your head around that a minute. Can you imagine sitting at Jesus' feet saying, I told you I'd get you through with that baby. All you had to do is trust me. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Can you imagine getting to speak with Jesus for eternity? I'm glad I don't know everything he knows, but I'm sure thankful I'll get a long time to ask him all about it. The last thing, I'm so thankful I don't know everything about heaven. But I sure am excited that I've got an eternity to learn. Oh, boy. Every day we live this life, there's roadblocks, blown engines. There's things that you just can't even imagine would come in a Christian's life. You hear over and over and over again, I can't believe the Lord would do this to me. And you know what? If the Lord really did do it to you, be thankful. I know that's hard to say, and I know that's really even more hard to comprehend. But you know what? You don't know everything God knows. And you need to be thankful that he's using you in a way that you can't even imagine. I've had a lot of people say, I don't know how you ever put up with your mom and the life that she led for that many years. You know, it's amazing how many people have come through my life since that's happened that I could help. It's amazing how many people the Lord has tracked through my life that I've been able to talk to about that very same thing that's happened to them and say, you know what, you can make it through. And what's even more amazing, the Lord has brought her to a realization of where she ought to be and changed her life. The Lord died. I didn't change it. The Lord changed her life. I'm so thankful I don't know everything God knows. I'm so thankful I don't know what's going on for tomorrow. I'm so thankful I don't know everything about heaven. But I'm so very excited about taking an eternity to learn. Folks, you've got no control. I would love to tell you that you have control, but you really don't have any control. But I know the man who does. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you let him steer your ship, he'll take care of you. Maybe not in the way you thought he should. But I'm so thankful he doesn't do things the way we think he should.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you again for the opportunity to preach this simple, very simple message. And Lord, I believe with all my heart this is exactly what you had me to do. Lord, help these people to understand that we don't have the answers. But Lord, I'm so thankful that you do. I'm so thankful that you've given us the opportunity to serve you. Lord, I would to God that you would make me a pawn. A pawn that you could use any way you'd want to use me. I don't care what it is. I don't care where it's at. I don't care what type of service, Lord. Just use me in any way that you had to use me. I don't know what you're thinking, God. I'll never even scratch the surface of what you're thinking. But I'm so thankful, Lord, that you're thinking about me. Lord, help these people. Help Bethel Baptist Church to look to you and let you have the wheel. Let you steer the lives of these wonderful people. Let them know how much you care about them and love them. And Lord, help us to become something great for you, not for us. Something great for you. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher.
Let's stand.